there, it's Toby, and before you get started on this episode, I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Retropop Relics. Retropop Relics has been creating some of the coolest 3D printed giant video game cartridges. If you visit RetropopRelics.com, you can see a bunch of the cartridges that are already available. You can get Super Smash Bros., Paper Mario, Super Mario World, Pokemon Red, Blue, Yellow, and even Green. These are perfect decorations for your game room. So again, go check out RetropopRelics.com. And if you use the promo code GENIE at checkout, you'll get 10% off. RetropopRelics.com. Enjoy the show.
FastSecretMedia.com.
We just
hate Fast Secret Media.
Welcome to the Secret Levels Podcast. On this week's episode, we suck everything.
I'm Player One, Meta Toby.
I am Player Two, Yo-Yo Goobs.
And we also have a Player Three.
I'm Player Three, Parasol Jenny.
This is a retro video game review show where we go over one game per episode. We go over the history, the story, the gameplay, some fun facts, and then
we go right into the razor wheel. Do you want to play Kirby's Dream Force with your wife and get a lot of shit for her while you do a show on the internet that you still can't let go to this day? Pretty rageful.
Whoa. Way back.
Yep, that's pretty rageful.
way back in the early days of our show, we did Kirby's Dream Course, which was Dream Divorce, but that is pretty rageful, Goobs. And after we rage, what? We give the game a nice 1 to 10 rating to let you know if it's still worth playing. Why 1 to 10?
Because I'm simple thick boys.
Thick boys!
Oh, thick people this time around.
There we go.
People are thick people, so what could it be?
Well, we are all gathered here because of a superstar known as Kirby today, isn't that right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Jen.
Oh! Well, Bean is a superstar in her own right.
Just Jenny B. If you don't know Jenny B by now, she's my wonderful wife and also the hostess of Nocturnal Mystery Podcast. Go check out Nocturnal Mystery Podcast.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Get those plugs in there early.
Go do that.
Go do the stuff and things.
Also, the Royal Highness and the First Lady of Secret Levels as well.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, Bean.
Because it's your first time listening.
Bean, you've acquired quite a few nicknames.
Over. Yeah, it seems like it.
We can't even remember them all. We're going to have to write them down or something.
She even has some I can't say on this show.
Oh.
Spicy.
I don't even want to know.
I'll probably get in trouble.
Probably. Get punched to the face.
That's pretty rageful.
Yeah. Yep. Well, guys, like I mentioned, Kirby Superstar, I have to ask the question, do you guys have any experience with this game before we decided to review it?
Oh, fuck yeah, yes. This is a Nanny Froggies game.
Aw, that's cute.
Oh, we played this with the cousins back in the day. We'd all take turns and play around and get through, especially like the gourmet race and the other little mini games that we'll talk about later on.
Yeah. This was definitely a Meemaw game for me, so lots of good memories playing this game, and I was really excited that we decided to do this game because I think it's one of my favorites on the Super Nintendo. Low-key, as the kids would say.
It's a good one. What about you, Jen?
Yeah, I played it a lot with my brother when I was younger and my cousins, too.
Very cool. So we all got some family memories with this one. I'm a big Kirby fan. I like all the Kirby games. But I think this one is always the one that's nostalgia riddled for me. So I may be a little biased when we start talking about this, but I think I have good reasonings to be biased. So we'll see what we all decide, right?
That's it.
All right. Should we go ahead and just get into the details?
Yeah, let's fucking float our way right into the deets.
This game was released in North America on September 20th, 1996. It was developed by HAL Laboratory and published by Nintendo. This game was released on the Super Nintendo.
Now you're playing with power, superpower.
It was also available on the Wii, the Wii U, Nintendo Switch Online, and the Super Nintendo Classic, along with some other stuff we'll talk about later. This is a single or two-player game, and this is an action platformer, and there's a bunch of stories that I'm not going to tell right here like I normally do, because we're going to talk about them later on. How about that?
Yeah, multiple stories.
So this game should take around 4 hours to complete the entire thing. Now, speedrun.com has a record set by Yoda, and it was just set a few weeks ago, as of this recording, of 33 minutes and 9 seconds.
Fuck, for everything?
See, I forgot to go back and look to see if that was for everything or if it was just one run. I guess I could do that real quick. So, yeah, that is for
the whole thing?
Yeah, that's for the whole thing.
Fucking crazy.
Now, one of the stipulations is they are resetting, so I think that they reset and come back into the game quickly, and I didn't watch speedrun this time, but I think that's how they're doing it, is resetting and going back into it. So, it's crazy.
Still crazy.
Yeah.
Regardless, crazy.
I guess we should go ahead and move on into the gameplay section, because we have a ton to cover in this one.
Let's suck ourselves into the gameplay.
So the basic commands in this game, to move, you move left and right with the D-pad. If you tap left or right twice, you'll actually do a dash. If you hold down, you'll crouch, and if you press up, that'll make you go through doors or climb ladders and whatnot. Now, Y is the most important button in this game. Depending on Kirby, Y can make you inhale the enemies or items. Pressing Y again will exhale the enemies into a star projectile type thing. If you inhale the enemies and you press down, you can get a new ability. And then if you press Y again, that'll use that said ability. If you press B repeatedly, you'll fly. If you press down and B, you'll do a slide attack. If you're in the air and you're floating, you can press Y to shoot an air bullet. That's what they call it in the manual, an air bullet.
That can be useful as well.
Yes, to like blow up little blocks and stuff that are in your way. If you're swimming underwater, you can press Y, and that'll use your water gun attack. And if you use a direction button and press Y, and you have an ability, you'll do a different attack. So, there's a lot of ways to attack in this game with just Y. Now, also, when you inhale an enemy, if you press down and get the power, you can also press A, and that will make a helper for you. And this helper is computer-controlled at first, but the second player can take over the character, which is really cool. That's how you do two-player on this game.
And this is the first time in the Kirby series that you can do that, right?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yes.
It's very helpful when you're taking on like a boss you don't particularly like, or a part of a level you don't particularly like. And if you're struggling, you can have your little buddy jump in and help you out.
Yeah. The one thing that I really like about this feature is that it's very helpful for people that aren't as experienced with video games. They can just play as the secondary character and, figure out how to play that way and not, like, waste all the lives or anything, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And, like, if they die, you can just bring them back with another power-up that you've inhaled.
Or you can also do one of Jen's favorite things in this game. And what's that, Jen?
My least favorite thing? get assaulted by the friend that I didn't ask for.
Yeah.
I gave no consent to be made out with like that.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and talk about that real quick.
This really bothers me.
It's very weird.
I didn't like it when I was a kid. I still don't like it now.
So if you pick up some of the food items, that'll restore your health. And if you walk past your helper when you get the health, you will kiss them. I always do that when
no, keys.
I go, kiss. Because it makes it a little funnier, I think. But it is weird.
It is weird.
I don't know if you're hugging or if he's like baby birding them.
No, like, it like makes a kissing noise. I'm telling you.
It's not
like,
really Wah. Much of a kiss. You can perceive it as that.
Yeah, it sounds like a kissing noise to me.
I think he's baby birding them because Kirby swallows food, so maybe he's spitting some back up in your friend's mouth.
Oh, I feel like I'm being assaulted. I feel like I need to go have a shower.
I just always took it as a keys.
Keys.
Me too, Kirby.
Hey, I love Kirby. It's not Kirby, it's the helper.
Yeah, it's the helper that's taking advantage of the situation.
Kirby's the one being me too'd.
Well, wait, maybe Kirby is the one who's being the assaultee.
Ah, maybe, yeah.
Maybe, but it really seems like I don't want this guy to come near me, and he just attaches himself to me and makes out with me, and then leaves.
Yeah, the other character definitely faces you, and you get really close and embrace.
Yeah.
And he sucks some of your life force. Or they suck some of your life force.
Whoever they are.
Yeah. On the player hub, because this is important, because Kirby's health is on the bottom left, and I like this little touch. It's just a little touch, but like, there's a picture of Kirby, and then his health is right beside him, but that picture changes depending on what
ability you have.
Yes, what ability you have. If you jump in a cannon, if you get hit, it says, ouch. Like,
yeah.
It's cute.
It does so much. And it's just a cute little feature. It doesn't, like, really do anything to change the gameplay. But I really like that. I think that's funny.
Or even if you eat something that has nothing to it, it's just, like, nothing.
Yeah, it's just nothing. Because there's lots of enemies that don't give you any kind of ability.
Oh, yeah.
So you have your own health bar. When you get your partner, they get their own picture and health bar on the right-hand side. It also tells you what your score is and how many lives you have left. Now, if you run out of lives, you just go to a continue screen and you start at the beginning of the stage. So it's not like a...
Not necessarily. You sometimes you'll start like right back like kind of where you left off.
Yeah, it doesn't like... It
doesn't take you all the way back if you're like halfway through a level or whatever.
Yeah. So that's nice to have.
Yeah, that's awesome.
One thing we forgot to mention about the helpers, you can actually, if you want to get rid of them, you can go up to them and press A again, and you can get rid of them, and they'll just turn.
Yeah, you just evaporate them from existence.
Goodbye.
Right, and if you, let's say your helper has the Night Sword, and it's the Night Sword character. Because when you create the helper, it actually looks like the enemy that you copied the ability from. So if you've got the Night Sword person out there and they want the bomb attack and you have the bomb power, you can press A and throw that to them. And if they touch it, then they'll become the bomb person.
Also, when you evaporate them, you can take their power.
Yeah. Yeah, you can suck that back up and reuse that power, or you can just remake them again. Like, if they were about to die, you can press A, make them, you know, turn into the thing and suck it back up and just make another friend.
The options are limitless.
Yeah.
Same with your friends. If you don't like this one, get rid of it. Make a new one.
Make a new friend.
So we already talked about the food for the health.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different food around. There's like ice cream.
Yeah, apples, all kinds of stuff.
Candy bars, all sorts of shit all over Dreamland.
You can also pick up 1-ups.
1-up!
And you can get the M tomato, which will refill your health completely. And there is a candy lollipop that makes you invincible for a short time.
It also has an amazing, amazing song to go
yes,
with it.
Yes,
it
does.
It's very, like, I feel like that's what a very, very happy person on, like, some kind of speed drug would...
Ecstasy?
Yes, ecstasy, perfect.
Well, sorry, what the kids call it? Molly?
Molly, yeah.
What the kids call it.
He's turned into Kirby?
Yeah. Turn into Kirby and start raving.
He probably start sucking something off later.
Pacifier? That's what you meant, right?
Sure.
Goops, what are some of the power-ups that we can get? Because there's so many enemies, we can't really name them in this one. There's actually a lot we're just going to have to gloss over, otherwise we'll be here for 3.5 hours. So, Goops, do you got a list of the
abilities? Well, I got a list. It is in alphabetical order.
Ah, my OCD loves it.
You can also stop me. We can talk about the power-ups, because the power-ups are a big thing in this game, because you want to experiment.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You want to try as many as you can, and also, if you suck in 2 power-ups at the same time, you get random. So sometimes you may not know what you're getting.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
Okay, so let's start off first with bomb. It's what it is. You throw a bomb, you turn into Bomberman, pretty much.
It always reminds me of, like, Legend of Zelda. Because of the hat and just the bombs, you know, it just feels very Legend of Zelda.
Zelda-esque.
Yeah.
See, to me, the hat is Bomberman color, because it's the baby blue, so I always...
Yeah, that's true,
reminded
too.
Me of Bomberman. That's funny, that two reminds us of two different things.
Yeah.
Oh, the cook, one of the best.
Oh, this one's so good. I love
it's
this one.
It's fun. Yeah.
You only get that so often. I think only once or twice in the game.
And it's a and it's single
shoves
use.
All the enemies into a pot, and then you eat them.
Yeah, it turns them into health.
You can copy your opponent's moves. Fighter, which pretty much turns you into fucking Ryu from Street Fighter. Or Ryu, sorry.
Yeah, with the headband and everything.
Yeah.
Jet turns you into a jet. It's awesome. You can go super fast, especially when you charge it up.
Back to the fighter power, I do want to touch on one of the characters that you can get it from is Knuckle Joe.
Yes.
That name. Knuckle Joe.
Is it one knuckle deep or two knuckle deep? I don't know. Ask Joe.
It's very weird. Anyways.
One of my favorites, because it looks like a Kirby's a Juggalo now, the mirror power-up.
This one is good.
I like when you do the dash move, too, and you separate yourself in two and do the attack.
Yeah.
Super awesome. One I don't like that much, the ninja.
Yeah.
Very close combat. Like, you throw a kunai and stuff, but I don't know. I didn't really like the ninja one that much.
No, probably one of my least favorites. I think... Really, all of the fighter ones are kind of meh to me.
Well, then we got paint. Kirby with a paintbrush.
That one's pretty cool, too.
Plasma. Kirby's got some sick-ass green hair during that one.
Yes.
Suplex. One of my favorites. Fucking turn into Brock Lesnar and suplex city the shit out of people. Just grab the enemies and just whip them all around. Wing, another one of my favorites. Return to a bird, even though I hate birds. I don't mind Bird Kirby.
Birdby?
Burby. He has a fancy little headdress on, and he can do some... Instead of, like, his normal flying, he, like, uses the wings and flies a bit differently.
Yeah, he kind of has, like, the Native American kind of headdress look and stuff like that.
Yeah, it looks like Tatanka from WWE.
Yeah, for sure.
Or WWF, sorry. Way back when. The yo-yo power-up. Who doesn't love a yo-yo? Especially when we get to use it as a motherfucking weapon.
This is Ness, right? Like, he's got the backwards cap on, and, like, that's supposed to be Ness.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are the new abilities for this game. Now we got some old returning abilities. We'll whip through these quickly. We got the beam, which also looks like a juggalo. So you look like a jester. It's just like a beam that comes out from a wand. We got the crash, which is just, that's like a pretty much clear all.
Yeah.
You get it from like the death bombs, you eat them once, and this is a one-time only use move. Which is much like the chef and the microphone. The cutter, classic, he's got that little hat on, and he throws a boomerang object.
Yep.
Fire, you turn yourself into a fireball, go forward, also blow fire.
Yep.
The hammer, one of my favorites.
Ooh, mine too.
Looks like you beat some, like, Donkey Kong-looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then you take his hammer, and then it's hammer time, which is also useful for some puzzles in the game as well, because you can hammer down these little wood knobs that are in the ground. Who doesn't love hammering down a wood knob, right, right, everyone?
Hammering down your knob.
We got the ice, just like the fire, but obviously you're blue, and it does the same sort of thing. But you can freeze your enemies, turn them into ice cubes, and kick them away. The microphone has three different levels. Mm-hmm. One, you use a little, like a mouth speaker thing. The other one, you turn into a DJ, and then you turn into a fucking punk rocker, which I love punk rock and Kirby.
The punk rock is great. The best.
You were close.
It's
so awesome.
It's so cool.
He's a fucking mohawk. He's so badass.
Yeah.
Someone should get that as a tattoo, Fat Shakes.
That is actually a really sick tattoo idea.
Then we got Jenny's namesake for the show, the parasol.
Yep.
Which is awesome. It makes you fall down slowly. It's very Princess Peach-like.
It's adorable.
Yep.
But also, we found that if you give this to your friend, or the unwanted friend,
yeah.
they you beat assaulting. The shit out of fucking enemies with those.
Yeah.
Then there's Sleep Time Kirby. He's adorable. I don't really use that one that much.
But he's cute.
Stone Kirby, you can turn yourself into a whole bunch of different weights and stone statues as you drop down.
Yeah.
Boom.
Another one of Jenny's favorites, the sword. Yeah,
sword's one of my favorites. Link. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, got your little Link hat on and like, oh, it's so awesome.
Yep.
And then, of course, the wheel. You turn into a wheel. It's fucking fantastic.
It is.
But it's also awesome if you give that to your friend, and you can ride onto your friend.
Yes, that was so cool. Jump on and ride them.
Because if you're horny, let's do it. Ride in my wheelie.
And he's got the biker helmet on, and it looks like he's got like
it's
a little...
so cute. Little handlebars.
Yeah. He looks like he's got like a mustache or something on. Yeah.
It's so adorable.
Yeah, he's got the old fighter pilot with the goggles on top.
It's so cute.
And then that is it.
Yeah, that's a ton of moves. And
the Star Chariot as well.
Yeah. That is a ton of moves. New moves, and it's really cool that they brought in the old moves as well, you know? Because, like, if you look at Super Mario Brothers, in the series, the only thing that ever really gets carried forward was, like, the Fire Flower. And, like, you know... ongoing throughout the other games, like, yeah, you get the leaf, the feather, you know, you get different things to where it changes the abilities a little bit. So it's kind of cool that they brought all the old ones back and added a bunch.
Well, that's what you end up playing these games for, to see what the new power-ups are.
Right. Hell yeah.
As long as the awesome gameplay.
So at the end of most levels, you'll get a little bonus mini game where you're shot out of a cannon. You have a little power bar, and you want it to be full because the further it shoots you, the more lives that you can win. I think the most you can win is like 3, right?
Let me tell you, I'm three amazing ups. At this.
Are you?
No.
I felt that was a little sarcastic.
Not at all.
She'd be like, I got this time. And then, like, she hit it and then, like, bramp.
You're like, I swear this never happens.
Yeah, what was this?
It didn't do this last time.
Yeah, something's wrong with the controller.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's fun. It's cute.
So when you start the game, you have 3 different save slots to pick from. Once you pick a slot that you want to play in, this brings you to a cork board with several different options. Now, I will say you can save within the game. You'll find like little star mushroom looking things. I don't know what they are. They're little, what would you say they are?
Star mushroom looking things with the enemies?
No, the things where you save, where you can save your progress.
Oh, yeah. I don't really know what those are.
Yeah, you can save if you're like halfway through or something. But after you beat one of these levels, it'll keep it saved for you, and it'll show you the percentage that you've completed so far of the game. If this is your first time playing this game and, you know, there's not a save spot on there, there'll be a few of the games that aren't available to pick. Like, they'll be kind of faded in the background, but you can still see them, but you can't play them yet until you get some of the other levels beat.
Yeah, it gives you something to strive for.
Right. So you have 6 main games, a sound option menu and two sub-games on the screen to pick from. When you pick the main game, it shows you the story screen. It kind of gives you a little bit of, like, story of what's happening before you get into it, before you select it. And it also gives you a difficulty rating from 1 to 5 stars. Should we talk about the mini-games first?
Yeah, let's get them out of the way.
Probably the easiest way to do it.
The mini-games are so great. You want to tell us about them, Goobs?
So let's talk about Gourmet Race first. I consider that one of the mini-games. And it's you versus DDD, pretty much, and you have to run through an obstacle course collecting the most food and also beat him to the finish line.
Yeah.
Well, getting more food than him.
This is like a speedrun challenge for the most part, right?
Yeah, it is, 100%.
Now, this
you just gotta book your little pink ass over the finish line.
Yeah. This one, when you look at the difficulty on it, it says question mark. So I guess this is really just depends on your abilities, you know? So I think that's why it's questionable what the difficulty is.
I didn't find much of a challenge to this myself.
No. I used to suck at it when I was a kid, so I think that's very telling of, like, the difficulty's on you. If you're good at these games, it may be super easy. If you're inexperienced, they may be harder. But this one does have a little bit of a story. A large fruit orchard is filled with food, and Kirby heard about it. But when he got there, he found King DDD was waiting for him, and now you have to get the food collected before he does. It's just very simple, but they gave it a little bit of a story to go along with it. But there are, like, some platformings. You have to fly, you have to suck up blocks on the way, you have to swim. You can find some power-ups along the way. So, like, the flying, the wings, you can fly a little faster. And this one shouldn't take more than about 20 minutes.
No, if that, you should be done this in 5.
Yeah, it's pretty quick.
Yeah.
It's just 3 different races that you got to win at. Then we got the Samurai, I want to call it Samurai Showdown, but that's a great video game.
Samurai Kirby.
I don't know what it's called, but yeah, you're in a samurai dueling competition pretty much.
Yeah, as soon as it makes the loud noise, it's the first person that hits the button wins the match.
It's like a cowboy quick draw, but with samurais.
Right. And it's really funny. I like it.
Yeah. I like it too. It's probably one of my favorites. I had a good time.
Kirby's got some samurai hair going on.
Yeah, he's adorable.
I like the music in this one. It's really it really sets the mood for it. And then the ambience that's in the background where it just sounds like wind whistling through, like, the trees or something.
Yeah, during the silence part before you hit it.
Oh, this one will give you so much anxiety too.
Oh yeah, big time.
And if you press the button early, you get an X. And if you do it twice in a row, then you automatically lose, I believe.
Yep.
So you got to be very patient. Wait until I think it's an exclamation mark, and it makes a loud, like, crashing noise.
Yeah, there's a noise too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Jen was better at that than myself. And then the last one is Megaton Punch. Which is pretty much it's like Mortal Kombat, test your might.
Yeah.
And you're up on a platform versus another character, and there's 3 different skill-based games where you gotta hit your target right on. There's like a meter that goes up, and there's like a back-and-forth metronome, and then there's another meter that you gotta hit it straight on when it's shining, and then you can crack a star.
Yep. That was always the goal, is to try to get all 3 of those perfect to get the highest possible score that you could get.
Yeah, you want to shatter that shit.
Yeah, crack it in half.
Me and my brothers used to play both of those minigames over and over, just like testing each other. It was good times, good times.
Yeah, it was like me and the cousins. I'm sure it was the same way with Jen.
Well, those are the mini games that you can do, or the sub games, as what
they're a lot of fun. Just a little break from the original.
Yeah, exactly. It's just something to break it up a little bit.
Yeah. So usually right here we break down all the levels and stuff like that. But there's so much to talk about that we're going to skim through everything. But we are going to talk about the different games that are in this. Because if you've ever played a Kirby game, it's platforming. It's, you know, you fly, you swim, you do all the normal Kirby things in every one of these games.
You jump on a star, you turn yourself into three Kirbys, you dance.
Yeah.
Right. So the first level that you should try to beat is Spring Breeze, because this has a difficulty setting of one star. So it's it's the easiest level. And
it literally is a breeze.
Yes, and that's why it's called Spring Breeze, is because it's supposed to be a breeze to get through. And, you know,
like your warm-up level.
Yeah, just to kind of get refreshed
back
with
into
it. Yeah, refreshed with the controllers. See how the new abilities work, you know, all that good stuff. Now, it does have a story. King Dedede has stolen all the food in Dreamland, so Kirby has to hurry, otherwise everyone will starve.
That's no good.
Yeah, nope.
What a dick. King Dick.
This story has a bunch of the classic Kirby bosses. You got the Wispy Woods, you've got Lo 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 and La La La. Those are,
yeah, I wonder where they're from.
They're very familiar.
DJ Nana.
And then you've got Krakko the Cloud. And then, of course, you fight King Dedede in a boxing ring, which I love, at the end of this level.
No, fuck that. It's a wrestling ring to me.
Yeah, definitely a wrestling ring. So this entire section can be beaten within about 10 to 15 minutes. It's very
super
easy. Yeah.
But I think that's why it's probably my favorite, because it is easy and it's just fun to play through. You know, it's not like...
Oh, yeah. Even if, like, you're a hardcore gamer, it's a nice chill, just like, well, let's do this.
Oh, the music right away. Because the classic Kirby music, yeah, too. Like, you already know the songs from the first game. Because they had to have a couple of them in here.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, let's go again. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. Hell yeah. Next up, we got Dynablade. And this is a level 3 difficulty, I believe. And it's a large, strange bird called Dynablade has come from the mountains and destroyed all the crops. She must be stopped, and only Kirby can do the job. So this one has 5 different platforming levels. This one's neat because it has an overhead map, so you can kind of control where you're going. It's like the Super Mario World kind of overhead map.
Yeah,
this one's very interesting. It's very much like Super Mario World with the overlay on the map. And there's also secrets to unlock in this one, too, where you can get like a room where you can go in and take whatever power-up you want, pretty much.
Yeah, there's 2 different ones, which is great. I used to love this game out of the ones on this cartridge, because you could go like pick the power-ups that you wanted, or if you had a brother playing with you or cousin, sister, whatever, if you had someone playing with you, they could pick who they wanted to be too. So it made it that much more fun on this one, I think.
And also this game has the cook in it.
Yeah.
So you can be like Heisenberg and get cooking.
Every once in a while, you'll see like an E pop up on the map, and that's just like an enemy mini battle, like the mini bosses. It's just a random encounter, I guess. I don't know what the E stands for, I guess. Could be enemy?
Ecstasy.
But yeah, it's just a one-on-one like mini boss fight. They're easy. All the mini boss fights in this are fairly easy.
Yeah, they super are. Is this the one with the big whale?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I thought it was. We'll talk about him eventually.
So, this... I want to say level, but it's like its own game within the game. So,
yeah.
So I keep saying this level, but I'm really wanting to say this part of the game does have some new tricky mechanics. Like, if you're playing them in order, it gives you some of the side-scrolling, the auto-scrolling levels. It gives you the wind blowing you and the volcano areas. you get the part where you have to, like, slide down the cave hills.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I like the windy part. It's very different for a Kirby game. They add a lot in this one part of the game.
Yeah, yeah. This introduces a bunch of new stuff. And really, I think it's only about a 20-30 minute playthrough.
Has an awesome wheel course, too, where you get to fucking just rip.
Right. Next, we've got the Great Cave Offensive. This is a level 4 difficulty, and the story is, while on a picnic, Kirby fell into a huge cave that is rumored to be full of treasure. Can Kirby collect all the treasures and make it out alive? This whole entire part has so many enemies. So goddamn many enemies. And there's a ton of puzzles you have to try to figure out to find all these treasures. And
yeah, this is one of the harder part of the games.
I think so too. I couldn't beat this as a
challenging.
Kid. There's 60 different treasures you have to find to actually complete this game. There's a lot of backtracking, and you'll want to press X so you can see what all items that you've picked up already. And if there's ever a gap in between your items, that means you missed something from the point that you're at to the, you know, a couple areas back. And it can be very frustrating. I know there's like, there's a bunch of this actually, where if you're on a lower platform, like you don't know what's above you yet, but you're on a lower platform and you have to jump on these blocks, and if you touch them, they disappear. Well,
yeah.
Once you get to the top, you open a chest or something with a bomb, and the item falls down on top of that spot that where it disappeared. So if you've touched that spot, that treasure can't fall on top of it. It just falls.
Yeah, down.
Yeah. So you have. So
you get that on the second playthrough, Toby.
Right. And it's fucking frustrating. Like, just the little things like that that you don't know, you're like, damn it. So you have to be very careful and lots of trying it over. Or if you're playing it on the Nintendo Switch Online, rewind.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the game with Fatty Whale, the big whale I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love him. He just comes rolling in, just fucking flying all over the goddamn place.
Yep.
Awesome boss.
This one actually has one of my favorite bosses, the computer screens, the...
Oh, yes.
The digital
like
boss.
MS-DOS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like an MS-DOS, like, screen, and different characters pop up on it, but it's more like an RPG battle, because it, like, says, the witch has done 40 damage to Kirby, and, you know, it tells you how much damage was done. It's very funny. I really dig that, and you get to see it in a couple other of the mini-games, but this is the first time you see it.
Yeah. This is one of the longer parts of the game, for sure.
Yeah, this part will take about an hour to 2 hours to beat. So, buckle up. This one's a long one.
It's fun, but it's not one of my most fun moments of the game. Still good, though.
This is probably one of my least favorite parts of the game. But I do like the treasures, because there's a bunch of Easter eggs within all the treasure. Like, you can find Kong's barrel, you can find the Pegasus wing, you can find the raccoon doll, the Triforce,
yeah, turtle shell.
Mr. Saturn from Earthbound is in it.
Yeah.
He's a treasure.
That's cool.
It's very
Warrior
cool.
Shield. There's a whole bunch of different things.
Yeah. So if you're a Nintendo fan, that's another like nice little touch. Like, ooh, all my favorite things in one game.
They get Falcon's helmet.
Yeah. Very cool. Then next, we've got Revenge of Meta Knight. This is my favorite one on this game. This is my favorite game on this game cartridge.
This one would crack me up.
Yeah.
Like the little dialogue going on in the background while you're going through the level.
Yeah, there's a lot of dialogue in this one. It's great. So the story is Meta Knight has built a giant warship called Halberd and wants to conquer Dreamland. But Kirby has to defeat them as quickly as he can. So yeah, this one, like you said, it's got like Meta Knight talking to like, I guess, his generals and stuff.
Yeah, they're like, I'll get Kirby out of here, and they send him away, then they keep coming back after them. It's like, He's coming back again.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of really good humor in this one. But the tricky thing about this one is every level has a timer that you have to complete it in. So you can't just take your time and smell the roses. You kind of have to make sure you're moving forward and progressing.
Yeah, you cannot stop. I never had really much of a problem with the timer running out on me.
No, there's plenty of time. But it does give you a little bit of anxiety of like, oh shit, there's a timer.
Oh no.
So this one's really neat because it's got a map that does show up every now and then. You can't move Kirby like you can on the other one, but it shows like the damage that's being done or where he's moving in the story. So you can kind of actually get a visual of how close he's getting back to the warship. And like even sometimes in the level, you can actually see the warship in the sky, like of the background
of
some.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it really tells the story of what's happening and what's going on. And it doesn't just feel like levels are just there. It feels like, oh, you landed in the forest. And you can see it way, you can see the warship, but way over there. So you're trying to get through the forest to get back to it, you know?
Yeah, there's some boss fights in this one, too, when you work your way through. Because you end up in, back in the woods again. And guess who you're fighting again? Wispy Woods.
Yep.
But now you're fighting fucking three of them. You fight one at first, and you fight two at the same time. It's very, very relatively easy to fight.
Yeah. There are some harder battles, though. You get the heavy lobster for one of the bosses that it chases you through the entire level. That's terrifying.
Yeah, that part's awesome.
Stupid heavy lobster.
Jen did not like him.
No, he pissed me off.
It's just anxiety. That's all it is. His name should be Anxiety Lobster.
That's right. It should be.
Then we got the combo cannon. You got to fight two cannons.
Yep.
Very easy fight as well.
So my playthrough that I did this last time, I got to the reactor and I was like, what do I do here? I couldn't remember what to do because I, you know, sometimes like when enemies or something like stomp on the ground, it shoots up like stars that you can suck up real quick and shoot at them.
Yeah.
This one didn't have anything that I can recall to that was doing that. So I was like, and I didn't have a power up at the time. And I was like, shit, how do I hit this crystal? You have to let the laser reflect off it. The thing comes down, the gun comes down from the top of the ceiling and it shoots at you. So you want it to like, you want to be standing in front of that crystal and let it shoot at you and avoid the laser.
Yeah, once you figure that out, it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. But I was like, I was so confused for about 5 minutes. Like, what do I do? I'm just getting my ass kicked. And then, of course, you've got the Meta Knight battle, which is awesome. It's way awesome. But once you beat...
Yeah, then afterwards, yeah, it's so cool after.
Yeah. When you beat Meta Knight, when you think it's all over with, he gets his wings and he starts coming after you, and you have to use the wheel to escape the blowing up ship, because the ship is... You've been slowly destroying the ship as you once you get back to it. And it's really cool how it moves around the map and shows you, like, you've blown up one wing, you've blown up another wing, you've blown up the front of it. But now it's blowing up, and you have, like, 45 seconds to try to get off this stupid thing. This is really, really makes you anxious right here.
Yep.
This sounds like the root of a lot of your problems in life, Toby.
Yeah, it all
comes... Cause of all your anxieties.
Comes back to goddamn Kirby.
Back to Kirby.
Kirby, he's an anxious guy.
This one should take about 30 minutes or so to beat. So, I mean, none of these are really terribly long except that the treasure hunt one. So once you beat all that, you unlock Milky Way Wishes. Now, this is a level 5 difficulty. And the story goes, the sun and the moon have had a huge... argument. Because of this, the days and the nights are all mixed up, and Kirby has to stop the two from fighting to restore order to Dreamland. And you have this character named Marks, who's like, you have to go do it, Kirby! Go to Nova for help! So, you have to collect a bunch of stars from all over your galaxy, I guess, and get to Nova so you can get a wish to wish them to stop fighting, right?
Yes. This is a very lengthy game at the end of all of it.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, this one shouldn't be that long because we've done all this already, but no. It was a nice surprise to have something, like, more substantial at the end that you unlock after beating everything else.
Yeah. So this one will take about 45 minutes to play. And it's just more of the same kind of levels. You're just trying to get through them. There's no time limit or anything like that.
But the gimmick to this one is there's a sun and, or night and day door.
Yeah.
Where you can go in and you can turn it from nighttime to daytime or vice versa.
Also, you don't have to sacrifice weapons in this one. Like, you know, before you could only be, like, if you had the bomb weapon, that's all you could have until you got rid of it. And then you could have whatever weapon you chose, you were able to suck up or whatever. This one, you keep the weapons and you can cycle through them. So you can, if you want to save your bombs and switch to the sword for now, you can do that. It's really cool.
You're fighting pretty much all the same bosses again.
Yeah.
You got a computer virus, you got your heavy lobster, you got a mecha eye, wham bam rock.
Yeah.
Chameleon. All the things you've already beat already in this game.
Yeah. It's just a best of at this point, right? Maybe a little harder best of, but it's still a best of. Once you get to Nova to make the wish, that Mark's character comes and knocks you out of the way, and he makes a wish that he wants to control Popstar, which is, I guess, which is the planet where Dreamland is on? I don't know. Is Dreamland all of the universe, or is...
I don't know.
I guess I didn't know the lore as well as I thought I did. Because when it said Popstar, I was like, I thought that was Dreamland. Anyways, the star that you live on, he wants to take it over, and it makes him corrupt, and it changes him, and you have to fight. He starts going towards Popstar, and this is where the game gets a little interesting, because now all of a sudden you're riding on all those stars that you've collected, and you're flying inside of Nova?
Yeah.
But it's a side-scrolling shooter game.
Yeah, it's super awesome.
It is pretty cool. And that's all you're doing. You're just shooting stuff that's coming at you, and once you get to the boss, you're kind of flying through this, like, hallway, I guess, and you're just blowing up the pillars. Once you do that, that destroys Nova, and then you go and you fight Marks, which he's a bastard. This fight's actually pretty hard.
And after you do that, you are done, and you unlock one more thing, the arena.
Yeah, well, real quick, I didn't understand, did Kirby get a wish? Because, like, once he defeats Marks, Nova goes back together, and then the sun and the moon go back on their normal rotation.
Well, that was probably Kirby's wish, then.
Yeah, it didn't really say it, just, like, everything was fixed, and you're like, okay, cool, that's the end of the game.
All right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
As long as everything's better.
But after all the credits roll, that's when it says something about there being more, or, you know, there's something else that needs to be done. Or it says something at the very end of the credits, which is kind of cool. That's when you get the new secret area that wasn't even shown on this map, which is funny because the game does say it's an 8-1 game. So this actually makes it 9.
Ooh.
They gave you one extra in case you didn't like one. So this is the arena, and it says it's level 5. It's basically just a boss rush mode. And
yeah, you can pick whatever weapon you want and go into it.
You only get one single life, though. You have to defeat all, I think it's 19 or 20 enemies, boss fights, mini bosses, and everything that you have to fight through. You can use a helper, which is very nice. And after every level, you get some health, and you get a couple of options for weapons to use against the next boss. So, that's it. That's everything. We covered everything. Can you believe it or not?
We made it.
Yeah, we kind of glossed over a bunch of it, but you have to with a game like this.
Yeah, is there anything specific y'all want to talk about since we've covered it all now and we can kind of go back and reminisce on specific things?
Yeah, not necessarily. Well, I'm sure we'll get into it during our reviews.
Yeah, probably. Well, I guess we can go ahead and talk about the music then. What did you guys think of the music overall?
Oh, chef's kiss.
It was so good.
It is really good.
I love Kirby music.
It's always so fun. It's just fun music. It's great. It's bubbly with the atmosphere of the Kirby dream of the.
But it could also get Kirby tense though, and serious.
Yeah, especially like in the Revenge of Meta Knight story, like where like he's kind of being a tough, hard ass bad guy. Like it can get real serious and stuff. So I love the music in this. I think it's great.
The sound effects are great. When you fucking kill... when you kill some of the bosses, the noise they make when you fucking smoke them is amazing. Like, especially King DDD. That's the noise I was going for.
It sounded just like that. Goes.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll play it. But, then, yeah, like, everything. All this, like, when you jump on a star, iconic. Like, when you're sucking, iconic. All sorts of different sound effects, or like all the different weapons that you use, all have their own personal sound effects. It's awesome.
Even when you beat the level, there's a little like jingle for beating the level. Yeah, it's great. So much like really, I want to say iconic, but I don't feel like unless you've played the Kirby games, you have no clue, right? And I don't think...
Well, you can say the same thing if you haven't played Mario. You have no clue.
Yeah, but, like, there's so many people that know the Mario, like, sounds just because it's in the zeitgeist of pop culture now. And I don't know if Kirby's quite there, but I feel like anyone that's...
I don't know. I think Kirby might be pretty close, man.
Yeah. Okay. What about the graphics in this?
I think it looks great. Still holds up. I have no complaints. Everything's adorable.
It is.
Yeah, it's bright. It's cute.
As you call the chicken nugget witches.
Yeah. Those things that look like chicken nuggets with witch hats and a broom.
They're my favorite. It looks great.
I think this game is probably one of the sharper looking games for the Super Nintendo.
Yeah, it's right up there with Super Mario World and Yoshi's Island, like that kind of caliber.
You know, I think it looks better than those two, honestly. I think it's got some really cool cutscenes. It's got a lot going for it. They didn't cheap out on the backgrounds and stuff like that. The only problem I have with the graphics are if you've played the entire game in one sitting, you're gonna see some like repetitiveness with the backgrounds that they use, but that's the same for Mario, that's the same for Donkey Kong.
It's like,
you know?
Anything, yeah.
Yeah, you just, you know, they kind of reuse some of the assets and kind of do the same similar things.
I was like the boss fights in this one, they reuse the bosses quite a bit, but yeah. I didn't find that too annoying.
No, because
they don't use them, they space them out.
Yeah, and there's so many enemies. So many damn enemies. And mini bosses.
You're sucking off so many different people who don't even know who they are anymore.
Kirby's a whore. But we're not whore-shaming here.
Woman whore.
Okay, last thing, controls. How'd you feel about them?
Oh, tightest controls.
Yeah, they were great. Like,
super tight.
Does what you want it to do. No issues.
Yeah. I don't have anything like major to say about the controls, but yeah, they work just fine. I like that they added the extra fighting moves that you can do, like if you dash forward and press Y at the same time with some of the moves, though, like the mirror one comes to mind where he does like he splits into two and like can hit enemies on both sides of him, or well,
like the beam has three different moves,
yeah,
where you can go, you can spin it, so you got three different things coming out. You can just shoot your one laser, or you can actually use it to grab someone and smack them around with it.
Yeah. It's got the bubble beam and stuff like that. Yeah, I think that's a really cool feature that they added for you know, what was already a really simple game, they kind of gave it a little more depth.
Whew, it's hot in here. Don't you think so?
Yeah, it is really hot in here.
I think we should go buy a pink fan in honor of Kirby.
Yeah, so we put little Kirby eyes on it. Yeah, let's go do it.
They can blow us and keep us cold.
Yeah, that's cute. Instead of it sucking, it blows. I get it.
Yep. We're off to buy a fan.
Oh, okay. Well, you know. You know, it being Texas and all, it's always hot in Texas. Luckily, I bought this new desk fan right here. It's a nice blue desk fan. Brand spanking new. Never been tampered with, so it should just have a nice breezy blow to it. Let me go ahead and flip it on to setting one. Let's see how this setting is. One. That's not cool enough. I'm going to set it to level two. This is a noisy ass fan. I'm going to just set it to max right here.
Hello there, Toby.
What is that smell that's coming out of this fan?
Ooh, I didn't wipe my ass earlier.
That's disgusting. Turn off. Goob Genie, you don't...
Ooh, some people find that a turn on. Ooh.
No, not that rank of ass. Oh, Jesus. Okay, you know what, Goob Genie, since you're here, and I'm not going to be able to be cooled off now, in that...
Ooh, Klingon alert.
Oh, jeez, that smell's just not going away. Do you know any cheats for the game Kirby Superstar for the Super Nintendo?
Ooh, I definitely do.
Yeah, can you tell me it?
Yes, it can make you invincible for a whole level if you put this code in the beginning of any level. Ooh.
Very cool.
So you want to put in RRR? Ooh. LLL? Ooh. AB? Ooh.
Oh.
You'll be invincible for the whole stage.
That's awesome. I wish I was invincible from the stench that you left in this room. Jesus. You need to wash your ass.
Ooh, I was just doing what you do, Toby.
What do I do?
I wash it through the window so you never shower your asshole.
There's supposed to be consent to that kind of things. You're just as bad as the kissing buddies on the game.
Ooh, I'm low on health, Toby.
No. Ooh, your breath is so bad.
Ooh, that was actually my asshole.
Oh, no wonder it was so sour.
In Genieverse, we kiss with our buttholes. Harder mouse.
Oh, please just leave me alone, bud. I need a mouthwash or something. That was so gross.
Ooh, see you later, brown lips.
Brown lips? Ugh, I gotta wipe this off my lips. That was so disgusting and stinky. Why does it smell like sour?
Oh, we're back now. That's rank.
Oh, ew. Hey, guys,
Toby, you need to clean your ass, man.
Yeah, what does that smell?
Do you want to hear some fun facts?
It's time for fun facts with Toby.
Okie dokie, guys. This is...
How much is this game?
This is the game show where Goobs...
That's me.
And Jenny Bean...
That's me.
Are gonna try to guess to see how much this game is worth. They get the $5 window.
Shows the tall hands.
And if they get it right, they get the sound effect. We may have to change the sound effect to the Kirby song, huh?
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. Good luck.
All right, guys. A loose copy. How much do you think a loose copy goes for?
Ladies first.
I don't know. $12.
Very close, very close. Goobs, how much do you think it goes for?
I'm going to say $29.
Even closer. You guys are pretty close because this game is going for $56.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah, it's a popular game.
Yeah,
that's why I thought it wouldn't be that much. I thought there'd be lots out there. Anyways, okay.
We're going to be complete a box. That means you got the box, you got the manual, you got the cartridge. How much do you think it's going for right now?
$135.
Okay.
I was going to say $120.
Ooh, guys, y'all are so freaking close. So close, because this game is going for $209.
Shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go Kirby.
Yeah. Okay, so this game was also re-released on the Nintendo DS as Kirby Superstar Ultra, and it has a few extra goodies on it, some extra levels and stuff. How much do you think this game goes for the Nintendo DS? Loose.
$700.
Loose.
$75.
Okay.
I'm going to say $60.
Y'all are both very close. This is going for $26.
Oh, come on.
All right. Complete in box. That means you get that plastic case. You get the manual. I don't know if it has a manual, to be honest. I might be talking out my ass now. I forgot when they stopped doing manuals regularly.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think for DS it still did.
Yeah, I think so, too. And the cartridge. Little DS cartridge. How much?
I was going to say 60 again.
You're going to say
62.
Gosh, y'all are both so close. $33. Oh,
yeah. Should have known.
Well, that's a good alternative.
Yeah. If you don't want to pay, you know, the roughly $60 for a loose NES cartridge, you can always play this, or you can just play it, you know, on the Super Nintendo Classic or whatever else.
Or thank you, Nintendo Switch Online.
Yeah. So there's plenty of ways.
Save me $60.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Kirby Superstar was released 3 months before the Nintendo 64 console was released. 3 months. This was fighting with the Nintendo 64, you know? That's crazy.
That was a highly popular game, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
For coming out that late in the life of the
Super Nintendo. Yeah, of the system, yeah.
So the game's working title was Kirby of the Stars Active, and the creator of Mother is the one that kind of gave us the Superstar name. I wasn't real sure.
Thank God they changed it, because that's much better.
I think in Japan, it was still called Kirby of the Stars Super Deluxe, so I don't know if he came up with that name, or if it was Superstar that he came up with. But I know that he did have some say, or he did help with naming it. Now, in Europe, this is called Kirby's Fun Pack, and it's spelled P-A-K.
Oh, neat.
Yep. This game was developed in Japan by HAL Laboratory and was originally developed for the original NES. So, how crazy is that?
Yeah, that's cool, too. I was just going to say, that's neat.
How long were they making this fucking game
for?
Yeah. So it went over like 3 or 4 years in development.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, I'll get to it in just a second.
But well worth it.
Yeah. I'll go ahead and say it. So halfway through the development, they saw Donkey Kong Country come out, and they were like, oh, we need to step up our graphics. And that's why there's so much CG.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why it looks as good as it does, is because Donkey Kong Country.
They were threatened by Donkey Kong.
Yeah, they wanted to work on it. You know, they wanted it to be just as good looking as that game. So yeah. Halfway through development, they scrapped everything for the most part and redid everything. So
okay.
Now, this was the third game for the creator of Kirby. I may butcher this name, so forgive me. Masahiro Sakurai. So this was his third game to direct in the Kirby series. In this Kirby game, Sakurai says he had three pillars in mind. One was two-player cooperative gameplay, and another was including actions similar to those in fighting games. The third was an omnibus format. So apparently Miyamoto was the one that requested for the game to be co-op gameplay, and I guess he wanted something similar to like what we got in this game, in the Mario games. Obviously, that didn't happen until the Wii Super Mario Brothers game, where like there's multiple people playing on the screen at the same time. But that was something that he wanted done in the earlier games. But he felt that the Mario Brothers games moved too fast, while Kirby was like a slower paced game, and thought that it would fit better with that. So Sakurai, is that how you say it, Sakurai?
Yeah, I think so.
Sakurai came up with the idea of the main player and an assisting character to help. Basically, he figured that it would be more helpful for inexperienced players to learn how to play. The fighting game actions he included were the different attacks that you could do, which he made the enemies harder, so you couldn't just, like, you know, throw one boomerang at them and kill them. You had to, like, hit them a couple of times. So that's why... So he did, in the end, accomplish all three of his goals. He made it multiplayer, he made it kind of a fighting game with all the different attacks that you can do, and then he did the omnibus format where it's several different stories going on. So he checked all his boxes off.
Yeah, I like how there's multiple games within a game. Keeps it different.
Yeah, exactly. It gives you variety.
And also, like, if you like a certain part, you can just go back to that one and play it over.
Yeah, you
and
can
over.
Just play it. Yeah.
Kirby apparently was supposed to have some kind of explosion thing happen, like when you use the block button, but they cut that idea, which I guess we forgot to talk about, that there is a block button that you can use.
Oh, yeah.
So the Spring Breeze level is actually just a remake of Kirby's Dream Land, and it's designed for beginners, like we talked about earlier. Sekirai almost ditched the copy ability, so it would play exactly like the original. But obviously, he ended up keeping it, so...
Well, it's a good way to introduce that, too, because it's something familiar with something new.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. This was the first game in the series where Kirby's appearance would change with the different abilities. You know, wearing the headdresses and, like, maybe changing color as well.
The outfits.
Yeah. There was an extra game that had to be scrapped due to time constraints, but it would have had a horror action puzzle game element to it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was called... Kagero Mansion, and the idea of this game sounds really fun. Kirby would be stuck in a mansion. He would be unable to suck up enemies due to a curse from a sentient wall clock that would seal his mouth shut.
Huh. That is cool.
I wish that we would have gotten it.
I was supposed to say that. Yeah, I wish we would have got to play that.
Yeah, and it would have just added that one more extra layer, you know, that we already got in this game of, like, different kinds of gameplay and stuff. This game was also included on Kirby's Dream Collection in 2012. It was the 20th anniversary compilation of the Kirby titles for the Wii. So that's just another option to play it, like on the Super Nintendo Classic, Nintendo Switch Online. It's been on Nintendo Switch Online since December 12, 2019. The Nintendo DS copy we were talking about a minute ago, that was the 15th anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it added four new modes and three new mini games. And
that's cool.
A lot of other enemies. So, I don't know if we got the horror wall clock thing or not, but it'd be worth checking out. Just see some new add-ons.
I'll look for that for my DS. See if I can find it.
Due to the limitations, many of the copy abilities costumes were just recolors of others. So, like the beam and the mirror power. Like Goob said earlier, they're both the jester hats. They're just different colors. The sword and the bomb, they use the elf hat, the one that looks like Link's hat, which is also used by the sleep enemy, too, the one that'll make you sleep. Like the fire, the plasma, and the ice, like they all three have headdresses. They're just different colors for the most part. So, and there's a bunch of other ones that are exactly the same. They're just different colors. I honestly never realized that except the headdress one.
Yeah, no, me neither.
There is an in-game reset that you can do, like if you want to just clear everything on the game, you can hold L and R and select and start at the same time, and that'll reset the entire game in case you want to do it all over again.
Get rid of everything.
Yeah.
Start all over.
That's when Kirby sucks himself. Ends everything.
So when these games were released on like the Wii U Shop, the Wii U eShop, and the SNES Classic, and probably Switch Online, they released the North American version of this game instead of the PAL version in Europe.
Okay, pal.
In Japan, Kirby Superstar was packaged in a box resembling Paulowina wood? I don't know if I'm saying that right. But these are like wood boxes that would be for more valuable items, like silverware or sake, or, you know, so they.
Oh, that's
cool. Yeah, I saw
cool.
That. It's super cool looking.
Yeah, it's just, I'm pretty sure it's still cardboard, but it just looks like that wood, and it looks like it's engraved into the wood and stuff, like the Kirby logo and stuff.
Oh, how neat.
And they just wanted it to feel very special.
It's the beginning of like a special edition.
Yeah, kind of. And also, there are several Mario references that are made throughout the game, which we've talked about some of them, but like when you're doing the stone attack, one of them is a Mario statue. And then in the background of the Megaton Punch and the King Dedede battle in the Spring Breeze.
Yeah, level, Mario and Luigi are chilling back there.
Mario, Luigi, Toad, and Birdo can be seen in the background. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. And that's all I got for fun facts.
Oh, there's only one thing left to do. Well, two things. Well, the first one is, it's time to motherfucking rage.
Oh, come on!
Rage.
All right, this is the rage meter. We're going to take a 1 to 10 and tell you how pissed off it makes us. How pissed off, Goobs?
So pissed off that you go to use your copy attack, but you swallow Zinger from the Zing This podcast and just bore yourself to death and light yourself on fire. Because it always has something to do with fire.
And trust me, no one wants to swallow Zinger. Hell!
That's not what I heard from you, Toby.
Oh!
That's another story for another time.
Damn it, I got. All right, we're going to let ladies go first on the rage meter this time. Bean, tell us what made you rage.
Not too much about this game really angers me, except for my abilities that are crap at platformers. Enemies are pretty easy. I did get frustrated sometimes with that treasure thing. It's super annoying. Timers get my anxiety going. But other than that, really, it's just, like I said, my own ability at video games that pissed me off. So I'd go with maybe, let's say, like a 6. It didn't get too angry.
There's that one boss battle you got pretty pissed off.
Oh, yeah, okay, maybe a 7 then. That one boss battle really pissed me off, and Scoobs had to do it for me because I got really angry. But yeah, other than that. But then again, that's not really that. It wasn't even probably that hard of a battle. It's just my own skills. Like, I'm not that great.
I blame
great,
it
so.
On you being too high.
Well, yeah, that's probably what it was. So. But yeah, so I'll say, okay, a 7 because that boss. So yeah.
Okay.
7 for me.
You can go ahead, Toby. Okay. I'll go last.
So, I hate the doors with the buttons that are like on a timer. Like, you have to hit one of them and you have to take off running and like platform around and try to get through the door before it closes. There's a lot of them in the treasure.
The Meta Knight.
Yeah, and the Meta Knight part. Those piss me off so much. They're so goddamn frustrating. And like, younger me was always so pissed at them. And you'd think like, oh, I'm better at gaming and stuff. Nope. Still pissed at those stupid things. They suck.
You have like a split second to fucking get through these doors sometimes. It's ridiculous.
Right, and you have to sometimes hit another button as you're running for the other button, or as you're running through the door, and if you miss that other button, then you got to just do it all over again. So, if you hit a bomb and it fucks up things later to make it inaccessible... I talked about that a little bit. Just like if you do something, and again, this is all like treasure mostly because that treasure stuff's hard. But if you fuck up something at the beginning of it and then you try to go back and get it, well, it's already been lit on fire or the block is gone. That's really frustrating. The Scarfy enemies. I fucking hate the Scarfy enemies. If you don't know which one that is, it's the little orange, like, thing that has, like, the two puppy dog ear things.
Oh, the red devils.
Yeah. And they're,
that's what I call them.
They're very cute at first, but if you touch them or look at them wrong...
Yeah, you try to suck them, they get evil.
Yeah.
They're adorable.
They grow fucking fangs, and they only have one eye, and it's just, like, it's terrifying. And it used to terrify me as a kid, and those fucking things will chase you around. Kirby's anxiety. Kirby's super anxiety is what this game is called.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Should be.
this isn't in very many levels, mostly in like the ship levels or anything that looks like it's a metal factory or something. The launcher things, like where you stand on it and it like pushes you forward real fast.
Yeah,
I hate when it throws you into spikes or something, like something that's unavoidable or a wall. There's one where it just slams you into the wall and you're like, you motherfucker. That just irritates me. But really, overall, this game, I don't think it makes me break. Like, I'm bitching about a bunch of nitpicky stuff, but really, like, maybe a 5 or a 6?
Yeah, that's fair. I got something really nitpicky that pissed me off.
All right, let's hear it.
Whenever you have your little friend with you who gives you unwanted mouth kisses.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about him. I hate him, too.
But, no, I don't mind the mouth kisses. Oh, that's fine. But it's, when you're trying to get, like, a power-up, say you really want Wheelie, or the bird power-up, and this motherfucker just goes and kills it constantly.
Yes!
Like, you can easily get rid of him, but, like, oh, but he has a good power-up, too, so I want to keep that around. Can you please fuck off? And he will not please fuck off, and then you end up having to get rid of him sometimes and then bring him back or something else. It's just, like, such a minor piss-off, but it's such an inconvenience that I don't like.
It makes
me mad.
He's doing his job too fucking well is the problem.
That's right, he's too eager.
Yeah, just fuck off for a second. We'll let me get this power up.
Yeah.
So I can ride you all night long.
Right.
But it's very few things to get mad about in this game. Mostly, if you fuck up, it's mostly on you. And those switches that Toby was talking about, yes, they're very frustrating, especially when you're on the Meta Knight level and you only have a certain amount of time to get through things. It can make things a little more stressful than it normally should be. But overall, nothing too serious, nothing you can't get through. That the treasure chest one is a fucking frustration all itself. But you don't have to play that if you don't want to. There's multiple other games that you can play and have fun with, so...
Yeah.
I'm going to give this a straight down the middle 5 on the rage meter. Nothing too serious that happened. Okay. I could drop it to a 4, actually.
Hey, you know what? And that's fair, too, really. I mean, I think that's a good range, is like 4 to 6. I think I'm just going to stick with 6 just because... Just a few little things that fucking... The anxiety of this game and the timers and stuff. Okay. Let's move on to the rating. We're going to give a 1 to 10. Let you know, is it still worth playing? Is it? Goobs, you get to go first there, buddy old pal.
Okay, let's get into her. So, first of all, multiple different games on one cartridge. Major plus in my book.
Hell yeah.
And you got those mini games as a good addition there, and plus a hidden one at the end when you get the arena.
Hell
sure,
yeah.
It's just a boss fight mode, but you get to pick whatever power up you want and make a copy to go with you, and then off you go. So there's a lot of fun to be had that way. The enemies in this game are absolutely great. They're beautiful. They each have their own characteristics too. It's not just like a bland enemy. They have, I don't know, they kind of stand out to me, the enemies in Kirby games. The power-ups, plentiful and bountiful. They're absolutely everywhere. You can get multiple different power-ups. Again, if you suck two things off at once, you get a mystery power-up. Just random. So try to suck off as many things as you can in this game and see what you get. The music, absolutely banger after banger after banger. And the sound effects, as I mentioned before, are flawless. The graphics, background, foreground... Everything. This game is a fucking complete package. Say your nephew or son, daughter, niece, or a younger person want to play something retro, hand this game to them. They're not going to be disappointed whatsoever.
Yep.
And you can also have a lot of fun with them. Or if anyone, like someone who hasn't played retro games, oh hey, I want to start getting into this. This is one of the top games you'd hand to someone because it's accessible and also gets challenging. It has multiple levels here. This game's almost flawless to me.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to give this a 9.5.
Damn.
It's pretty much a home run for me.
Okay.
It's great. Like I was just sitting here with Jen the other night when she decided to... Oh, I'm going to come on the show with you guys. We asked her. And she's like, yeah, I'll do it. And then she played through the game. I just played through it not too long ago. And I just sat here and watched her play and just had just as much fun.
Yeah.
Reliving it, like, again, just watching her play, so.
Well.
The game is great.
Hell yeah. Well, I'll go next, that way we can leave the best for last. Right? Although its gameplay is kind of the same throughout the entirety of this game, each story has a new element, I feel like. You have the racing, you have the exploring, the collecting, the shooter part. it's got a new element every time you play, which is great for each story. So I really appreciate how many different things they crammed into this one cartridge with all the different mechanics. The music is pretty good. It fits the fun atmosphere of the Kirby games. It's got, like, the super serious moments like Goobs was talking about earlier. The graphics are beautiful. We get cutscenes. We get a lot of story. We get a lot of characters. And there's just so much going on in this game. It looks great. Plays great. It's got stuff for everyone. If you like platformers, there's a lot of platforming. If you like collecting stuff, it's got that. If you like speedrunning games, it's got that. So you got all these different elements. It's a perfect beginner game for a younger kid to play as Kirby. Or they can just tag along as your helper. So I like that, you know, I feel like most kids...
That way there's no pressure on them, right?
Yeah, there's no pressure for them to actually beat the level. You gotta do it. But they can also be all these cool characters that they've been seeing throughout the game, like the yo-yo character or whoever, you know? I know when I played this with my kids a long time ago, they liked being the wheel, and they liked me riding them, so... You know, you just hop on and they're like, all right, let's go forward. So it's good for adults. It's good for kids. It's good for a mixture of adults and kids. This game is incredible. I'm giving it a 9.5 as well.
Damn.
Yeah. Bean.
Yay. Okay, so you guys covered a lot of it, so I'll leave it pretty short and sweet. I have a Kirby tattoo. One of the reasons is because of this game.
Oh, nice.
I've always enjoyed playing this game. I love the variety. The graphics are great. The music is phenomenal. It's adorable. It's fun. There's lots, like you said, like we've hit nailed over the head 100 times. There's lots for everybody from different skill levels, beginner to more experienced.
You normally don't like platformers.
No, I really don't like platformers. Kirby is really one of the only platformers that I do enjoy. I mean, I still suck. I still get mad, but it's not as frustrating for me as other ones. Because, you know, it's Kirby. He's cute. He's pink. It's Kirby. But yeah, other than that, this game, like you guys have said, this game is phenomenal. I'm going to give it a 9, so I'm right up there with you guys.
All right.
I have a lot of fun anytime I play this game. And I really just like how you can just go and play one game on the game. You don't have to sit. It's not like, okay, now I've got to play through like 15 levels or something. It's, you know, okay, I'll
sit down for a half hour.
Yeah, a half hour, 45 minutes, and you can finish a game in a game, you know?
Yeah.
It's satisfying in that sense. But I'll tell you, that treasure game, I stay the fuck away from, because, yeah, anxiety? Nope.
Yeah, that's me too. I try to avoid that treasure game when I absolutely have to.
But the rest is great.
Yep. With 2 9.5s and a 9, we are giving this game an overall of 9.3.
Sorry, I brought you down 0.2 curbs. Finish
him. All right, this is the end of the show. We're going to wrap everything up. Usually we go right into our Patreon, but Bean, you want to plug your podcast real quick since... You know,
yeah,
you can properly
do
it
since
now.
I'm here, you know, since I'm here, you can check out the Nocturnal Mysteries podcast. It's a bi-weekly podcast about the paranormal, supernatural, and mysterious, available wherever you find your podcasts. And yeah, check it out.
It is great. Yeah. And I'm not saying that because you're my friend or I edit it, but it's just a great, well-researched show. You speak very well on the podcast and everything. It's just good storytelling. I really think everyone that likes spooky stuff should go check it out.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm about to say that because there's a gun through my head.
It's pointed at your crotch.
That's
say,
right.
Say it's good.
You better like it.
Double barrel shoved up my ass right now.
Right. All right. Now let's go ahead and talk about our patrons. You can go to patreon.com/badsecretmedia, or you can go to badsecretmedia.com and find the links to our Patreon. And hey, our patrons, they support our show, and they're also supporting Bean's show. So
yes, thank you.
You're supporting all of our addictions as we scratch our arms like crackheads.
Yeah. Junkies.
Yeah, we're just junkies. Podcasting junkies.
That's right.
Goobs, my friend.
Yes.
You usually come up with some nicknames, right?
Yes, I normally do, but since she's on the show and people love her so much, I normally let her take the reins on giving the nicknames for the patrons.
And she's also more literate than both of us.
Well, that's to be determined. You know the truth.
I mean, I may have edited a few mistakes here or there, but no. So what is the theme for these patrons?
Before we get into that, I just want to say thank you so much, patrons, from the bottom of our cockles. We love you so, so much, and thank you for supporting your thick boys.
Thick boys.
And the bean, of course.
And me.
Right. Yep. So what's the theme?
I thought you were going to say it. We're going with Kirby enemies.
Ah, that's right. Kirby enemies. All right. Kicking us off, we got ES Double.
We're going to go with Bomber.
What about Ashton Ruby?
Twizzy.
What about Ivan?
Slippy.
9797.
Lovely.
The final boss, Toby.
Gordo.
Just in case, that is our pal Dizzle. So he gets the proper shout outs. Parallax Puddles.
He could be Chili.
What about Sean?
I like that little snowman.
Sean Brissett.
Oh, Sean Brissett. Do 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 squishy.
DJ Romance Baby.
Tukey.
Gilby Talks.
Magical Sweeper.
Wolfman.
Glunk.
The Dark Magician. Magician Ringo.
Oh, one of my favorites, the Broom Hatter. The Chicken Nugget Witch.
Very fitting for a magician.
That's right. That's why I went with it.
Paprika.
Blipper.
The Berg.
Oh, the Berg can be Cappy.
Retro Rex.
Oh, he gets my favorite, Grizzo the Bear.
I always thought this thing was a cat.
It's a bear.
What about Martin from the Reviews Brothers?
He can be Jungle Bomb.
Keith Gasper.
Keith Gasper could be a Plasma Wisp.
Chris Copleen.
Chris Copleen, he can be Scarpy.
Fat Shags.
Fat Shags can be Tack.
Poppy the Masked Keaton.
He can be Walkie.
And last but not least, Riku.
Aw, Riku can be Capsule J.
Those are our patrons. We appreciate all of you. And again, if you want to support us for as low as $1, you can at patreon.com/badsecretmedia. And we like to include this every once in a while. If you have to cancel, we don't hold it against you. We just appreciate that you supported us for as long as you did. So, you know, if you got a... Hey, electric's high. Bills are high right now.
Life is expensive. We get it.
Life is expensive.
Toby's talking about this kind of personal...
That'd be like us being like, groceries are high right now. Gas is high right now.
My electric is very high right now.
Yeah. It's as high as Jenna's.
Probably, ooh, yeah.
It's super high.
You got it.
What else do we got, Goobs?
Well, we got our Instagram and X...
Yes! X. Twitter.
Gonna give it to you. X to the Z, and it's all in the family, baby.
Yeah, those are at...
It's so stupid.
It is stupid.
So you can follow us on Sick Levels Podcast on there. You can follow Nocturnal Mysteries on Instagram as well.
Yep.
And then you can also go to our personal pages. Toby's at Toby Von Doom on Instagram and X. So I say that with a head wobble because that makes you it's high society.
Yeah.
And I'm on both of those at Goobs WN as well. And Jenny is on those as well. At Little Sock Puppets, I believe.
Yep.
And then we also Twitch stream on Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
Yeah, we watch commercials and sometimes play games. Video games and
yeah, so
just shoot the shit and have fun.
Sometimes I stream a little more, but yeah, Tuesdays at 7:15 p.m. Central Standard Time or 8:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The wrong time.
Real time.
you can always count on Tuesdays, but some other days possibly as well. That's twitch.tv/TobyVonDoom. And yeah, you can watch me actually play some of the games that we are reviewing and then some other great games like Garfield Kart Racing.
Oh, fuck.
What else do we have, Goobs? There's something.
Well, you have your other show you cheat on me with.
Oh, yeah. You can catch me on the Nerding Out with Rickshaw show. I'm the producer of that show. We talk about nerdy topics and music, and we do a bunch of reaction videos. So if you like bad music or good music, I don't know. If you like seeing nerdy stuff and want to see more stuff that I do, go check that out.
And a couple more things here before we finish up. If you want, you can go help us out. There's a couple ways you can do so. You can rate us on iTunes and or Spotify. We really appreciate that. Help us climb up the ranks there. Do that for every podcast you listen to because people love reading comments and it makes the work very much worth it. Because a lot of effort goes into making these shows.
Yep.
I'm sure everyone puts a lot of effort into everything.
Yep.
And also, so go do that. And if you want to support us even further, you can go to tpublic.com/user/secretlevels and get one of our beautiful t-shirts for one of your beautiful chests.
Damn right. Did you mention our wonderful friends on Discord?
Oh, shit. Come join our motherfucking Discord. It's a wonderful place. We have a great community there. The link, it will be in the show notes below. So go do that. Come join us. It's the best way to interact with me, Jenny Bean, and Toby. And a bunch of the wonderful friends that have been on the show. They're all in there. They're waiting for you to come say hello. So come do so. We talk about a whole bunch of random stuff in there. Pop culture, everything, video games. Movies, absolutely everything. There's a non-safe work thing, if that's your kind of stuff. And there's a whole bunch of different fun things to do there. We play video games together, we chat a lot. So come be part of the family.
Yeah, it's a super active Discord. Like, if you're into that, it's definitely a good one to check out.
Yep.
People in there all the time talking about all different kinds of stuff.
Hey, you even sent a picture of the sky. Yeah. It's the sky!
It's one of my favorites.
Or show off your pets. There's a whole bunch of different things you can do in there. Come join. Be one of us.
One of us.
I swear it's not a cult.
It may be a cult.
I mean, we may send you Kool-Aid in the mail, but yeah. Just saying.
Here's your white pants and Kool-Aid.
Make sure you have $2 and change to make a payphone call.
That's right.
I thought you meant to pay the journeyman or the boatman.
Yeah, hey, you need that too, I guess, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, game over, folks.
I hate Secret Levels podcast.
This is a retro video game review show where we go over one game per episode. We go over the... God damn it.
You sound like me.
I don't know why I space so hard. I say it all the goddamn time. Okay, let me redo that.